Section 116 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser. Read for LibriVox.org by Sarah Jennings. March on, my soul, nor like the laggard's day. Me, on whose heart as a worm she trod. Meaningless as the syllables of an unknown tongue. Men moved hither and thither like insects in their crevices. Mentality as hard as bronze. Mentally round-shouldered and decrepit. Merge imperceptibly into one another like the hues of the prism. Meteors that dart like screaming birds. Milk-white pavements, clear and richly pale, like alabaster. More variegated than the skin of a serpent. Motion like the spirit of that wind whose soft step deepens slumber. Motionless as a plumb line. Mountains like frozen wrinkles on a sea, moving in the same dull round, like blind horses in a mill. Mute as an iceberg. My age is as a lusty winter. My body broken as a turning wheel. My breath to heaven like vapor goes. My head was like a great bronze bell with one thought for the clapper. My heart is as some famine-murdered land. My heart is like a full sponge and must weep a little. My heart like a bird doth hover. My heart will be as wind fainting in the hot grass. My life floweth away like a river. My life was white as driven snow. My love for thee is like the sovereign moon that rules the sea. My love's like the steadfast sun. My lungs began to crow like chanticleer. My mind swayed idly like a water lily in a lake. My muscles are as steel. My skin is as sallow as gold. My soul was as a lampless sea. My spirit seemed to beat the void like the bird from out the ark. My thoughts came yapping and growling round me like a pack of curs. My thoughts ran leaping through the green ways of my mind like fawns at play. Night falls like fire. No longer shall slander's venomed spite crawl like a snake across his perfect name. Now every nerve in my body seemed like a strained harp string ready to snap at a touch. Now like a wild nymph she veils her shadowy form. Now like a wild rose in the fields of heaven slipped forth the slender figure of the dawn. Now memory and emotion surged in my soul like a tempest. Now thou seemest like a bankrupt beau, stripped of his gaudy hues. Obscured with wrath, as is the sun with cloud. Odorous as all Arabia. Often enough, life tosses like a fretful stream among rocky boulders. Oh, lift me as a wave, a leaf, a cloud. Old as the evening star. Old happy hours that have long folded their wings. Once again, like madness, the black shapes of doubt swing through his brain. One bleared star, faint glimmering like a bee. One bright drop is like the gem that decks a monarch's crown. One by one flitting like a mournful bird. One deep roar as of a cloven world. One winged cloud above like a spread dragon overhangs the west. Oppressed by the indefinitiveness which hung in her mind, like a thick summer haze. Or shedding radiance like the smiles of God. Our enemies were broken like a dam of river reeds. Our hearts bowed down like violets after rain. Our sail like a dew-lit blossom shone. Overhead the intense blue of the noonday sky burst like a jewel in the sun. Pale and grave as a sculptured nun. Pale as a drifting blossom. Passed like a phantom into the shadows. Passive and tractable as a child. Peaceful as a village cricket green on Sunday, peevish and impatient like some ill-trained man who is sick. Perished utterly like a blown-out flame. Philosophy evolved itself like a vast spider's loom. Pillowed upon its alabaster arms like a child o'er-wearied with sweet toil. Polished as the bosom of a star. Poured his heart out like the rending sea in passionate wave on wave. Pouting like the snowy buds of roses in July. Presently she hovered like a fluttering leaf or flake of snow. Pride and self-disgust served her like first-aid surgeons on the battlefield. Proud as the proudest of church dignitaries. Pure as a wildflower. Pure as the azure above them. Pure as the naked heavens. Pure as the snowy leaves that fold over the flower's heart. Purple, crimson, and scarlet, like the curtains of God's tabernacle. Put on gravity like a robe. Quaking and quivering like a short-haired puppy after a ducking. Questions and answers sounding like a continuous popping of corks. Quiet as a nun's face. Quietly as a cloud he stole. Quietude which seemed to him beautiful as clear depths of water. Quivering like an eager racehorse to start. End of section 116. This recording is in the public domain.